Welcome, welcome, welcome to Raider Rage here on radio.dominican.edu. I am your host, DJ Smooth. Today will be the last show. And finally, we get to talk about something good. Great, because it was a long time coming. It took over a year to get our first win. I'm so excited. Not even going to lie. I am so excited. It's been almost like half a week, and I still haven't gotten over this victory. And, you know, a lot of people are saying, wow, it's only your first victory. You guys still suck. It doesn't matter. We got our first victory. So, anyways, of course, this will be the last show of the semester. We'll be talking about, the victory, of course, and then just, previewing the schedule and talking and just going in depth and see how much wins the Raiders can finish the season with. But let's get into it. So it was Thursday night on national television in front of the whole nation, and it was the Raiders Chiefs. It was raining, it was sloppy, it was ugly, but, the Raiders almost lost it. They gave up the lead, and then they got it back, and then they almost gave it up again at the end. It was just, it was a great game. It felt like a playoff game to me, honestly. It felt like a playoff game, and there's so much relief and so much joy that we finally got our first victory. Finally got it. It was about damn time. It honestly was. So, anyways, it was 24-20. The Raiders beat the Kansas City Chiefs to get their first victory. And it was a great game from the whole team in general. Just the whole team clicked. Every part of the team was playing. They played fantastically. Fantastic. It was fantastic. The Raiders just did everything right, and that's what I was saying like earlier throughout the year. There's got to be that one game where everything clicks and all the offense is doing its thing, or the defense is doing its thing, and special teams is doing its thing. It just all came together, and it was great to see, because now we know what the Raiders can be. We see if they play like this every week. And next year, the Raiders can be one of the top teams in the league, or not at least a good team, not a team fighting for a playoff spot, and not the team, fighting for the first five picks in the next year's draft. And like all these experts were saying, and I was saying that, the Raiders are way better than what their record shows. And you saw that Thursday night against the Chiefs, who... Plus, the Chiefs are no joke. The Chiefs were tied for first place with the Denver Broncos in the AFC West. They're fighting for a playoff spot. There's not a lot of them out there, but there were some experts saying, this team could possibly make it to the Super Bowl and make some noise in the playoffs. And the Raiders did what they had to do, and they showed that they can hang with the best of them. They've been showing that throughout the whole year. Games against the New England Patriots, the first half against the Denver Broncos, the San Diego Chargers twice. It just showed that, the Raiders are capable of playing with the best. And we've known that. They've shown it. It's just they couldn't bring it all together and pull out a victory. And that's what happened Thursday. They pulled out, a great victory. It's just everything was good. The Raiders, again, like I say throughout the year, the Raiders needed to run the ball, and they got big production from the running game, the best production of the whole year. Latavius Murray, I told the week before, I said Latavius Murray should get some touches. He should start, because what do you have to lose? You're 0-10. And so I guess Coach Sperano heard me, or heard somebody, and he put Latavius Murray in. Yeah, Latavius Murray left the game with a concussion early in the second quarter, but he had four carries for 112 yards with two touchdowns. He had a 90-yard touchdown, and that helped. You can see how much it helped Derek Carr. He wasn't one-dimensional, and he didn't he didn't have to throw it a lot. There wasn't a lot of pressure on him. Yeah, he threw it 35 times, but there wasn't as much pressure when Latavius Murray was in. Also, I said, you know, they should put in Marcel Reese, have him, you know, run the ball. Utilize him. He's your Pro Bowl player. Why don't you give him the ball more? That last drive, they put him as running back because once Latavius Murray was got out with a concussion, they tried to run with McFadden and Jones-Drew, and it wasn't working. It was not working for them. So they put Marcel Reese in, and in that drive, he had 8 carries with 37 yards. And he got some critical first downs. He got some critical yardage for the team. Derek Carr didn't have his best game, but he had one of his best drives in his career. It was that game-winning drive where he drove the Raiders down the field and scored the touchdown, threw the touchdown to James Jones to give the Raiders the victory. That drive was 17 plays, 80 yards, and it took 7 minutes and 21 seconds off the clock. That's a fantastic drive. That's what you want from your quarterback, but coming from a rookie quarterback, that's amazing. And that it shows that, you know, it shows that he's ready to, you know, lead the Raiders back to the promised land and bring them back to the glory that they once had. You know, it's kind of disappeared lately, but, you know, Raider fans should be confident in what they have because, you know, with, Derek Carr and now hopefully Latavius Murray, this is not just a one-game thing for him, but if he stays consistent and puts numbers like this up on the stat sheet every week, this could be, you know, a great future for the Raiders. Also, even on the defensive side, Khalil Mack, CeeDee Moore, Miles Burris, DJ Hayden had a good game. It was a great game in general for the whole team. Everything was clicking. They were putting pressure on Alex Smith. They were not allowing Jamaal Charles just run around the field like he wants to. Yes, he did have that one touchdown where the Raiders missed like 4 or 5 tackles, but other than that, the Raiders defense were containing him. They sniffed out the screens. They didn't, you know, allow the Chiefs to get big yards on the screens. I really don't know what to say, to be honest. It was a great game to watch, and it just felt even better, of course, obviously, but that the Raiders won. It just shows, you know, the Raiders are primed to be a good team down the road. Well, let's see if the Raiders can continue this. Success, I guess you can say. Continue this success and keep progressing and keep improving for the rest of the season. Because, you know, there's 5 games left. Obviously, we're not making the playoffs this year. But if the Raiders can win most of their 5 games this year, then it won't be a total, you know, it won't be like a total success. But it would be, you know, a moral victory. A moral victory. And that's, you know, for a team that's been through a lot this year, winning a lot, most of these 5 games that are left, it's going to be a good feeling because, you know, they're going to have that momentum going into next year. And they're even going to get better because of draft picks, free agency, and stuff like that. Maybe trades. We don't know. So, these next 5 games are for the Raiders to build up their confidence. And trust me, you know, the Raiders feel good about this win, and they even feel more confident because they know what they can do against the best teams in the league. They know what they can do. They know that, you know, they're just no team with no talent. They have a lot of talent. It's just they need to, you know, keep progressing and keep improving. And just hopefully can't think right now. Hopefully that they just, you know, keep progressing. Anyways, so like I said, the Raiders didn't really allow Jamaal Charles to do what he does and, you know, burn defenses and just run all around the field. He had only 19 carries for 80 yards with no touchdowns rushing. He did have some receptions. He had 4 receptions, 42 yards, and he had that long 30-yard reception that resulted in a touchdown. And again, when the Raiders came out strong, the defense came out strong, Latavius Murray came out strong, and they were up 14-0, and then it was 14-3. And all of a sudden, just, you know, the Chiefs started getting in that, you know, grind. You know, once Latavius Murray came out, the running game started sputtering. They weren't really gaining anything from the ground. So the Raiders had, you know, the three and outs started piling up. And I'm just like, oh, God, here we go again. We're going to lose. Then the Chiefs, you know, scored that touchdown to make it 14-10. Then they scored another touchdown. It was 14. It was, no. Yeah, they scored another touchdown and made it 17-14. And, oh, God. No, okay, the Raiders made it 17-3. Then the Chiefs made it 17-10. And then they tied it up with the Jamaal Charles touchdown pass. I mean, touchdown reception. So it was 17-17. And then the Chiefs again came down and got the lead 20-17 with 9:03 left in the fourth. And I was just like, here we go again. I was like, because it always happens to the Raiders. You know, Raider fans know what I'm talking about. It always happens. The Raiders can look good for, you know, for 3.5 quarters, and then that last half of the fourth quarter, the Raiders just can just blow up and just destruct. And it didn't happen. The Raiders, you know, it was a fantastic game-winning drive. That's the best game-winning drive I seen for the Raiders probably since, you know, years ago when it was against the Chiefs when Jason Campbell led the Raiders to win that game against the Chiefs, where he threw the Jacoby Ford and Jacoby Ford made that great catch and they won in overtime, and that's when the Raiders were in first place. That was like the best game winning drive I've seen since then, and ironically they were both against the Chiefs. So maybe we need to play the Chiefs a little bit more, get some more victories. We do play them one more time, so hopefully we can beat them again. So just great. And then the Raiders, again, you know, the running game produced a lot. They had 179 total rushing yards. On third down, the Raiders were fantastic early in the game on converting on third down. But then, you know, when during the second and third quarter, they started, you know, going three and outs. But they finished 50% on third down efficiency, 8-for-16. And then they got that first down on that fourth down on the game-winning drive where Derek Carr had to do the quarterback sneak. So it was great effort by you know, everyone, the players, coaches. Just great effort, and you can tell that Tony Sperano really wanted that one. He really wanted that victory, as much as, you know, the fans did and the players did. But you can tell that he was gonna do anything possible to get that win, because he knew that this was his best chance to get the victory this year. And then, oh God, I got so scared on when the Chiefs had the ball and they were coming back to see if they can. Seeing if they can, you know, score, win the game, and then where Seal Moore sacked Alex Smith, and Seal Moore and Khalil Mack were like 15 yards behind the line of scrimmage doing a celebration. I thought they were going to get like a crucial penalty, but thank God for Justin Tuck, who called the timeout. Oh, man. That would have been horrible. That would have been horrible if. See, and that's how you can tell that the Raiders are a young team, and, you know, they're still growing and still learning the game and still maturing. Because as a veteran, you know, yeah, you got the sack, but you got to get back. You got to get back. You don't want to be behind the line of scrimmage where you can get a crucial penalty and lose the game. And, you know, Justin Tuck, you know, he said that, you know, that was on him and that he needs to teach these guys that they can't do that. They can't do that. Yeah, you got a crucial sack in a crucial moment of the game, but you need to keep your head on straight. You can't let the emotions, you know, take over you. So they gotta know. CEO Moore apologized after the game for it, but you know, no apologies. We got the win, so don't worry about it. Talking about CEO Moore, he had again 12 that one sack, 12 total tackles, 2 tackles for loss. Miles Burris again, 9 total tackles. Charles Woodson played a heck of a game. Again, Khalil Mack was putting pressure on the quarterback. So was Justin Tuck, Antonio Smith, Justin Ellis, Pat Sims. Again, the linebackers and the defensive line have been the best groups of the Raiders football team throughout the whole year. They've been consistent, and they've even been playing at a higher level lately than they were in the beginning of the year. And, you know, that credit goes out to Jason Tarver, the Raiders defensive coordinator, because, you know, he's put a lot of work in. And, yeah, he's a partner with one of the worst offenses in the league, and, you know, they can't put points on the board. So, unfortunately, you know, his defense is playing well, but lately the offense hasn't been producing. But you saw what the offense can do on Thursday night. You know, they need that running game. That was the problem. If the Raiders can produce yards on the ground, then the offense would have been, you know, we would have had more victories. It's just we've had the worst running game in the league, and it's unacceptable. So that's why I feel like Latavius Murray is going to get more playing time, and he's going to – I honestly, if he's ready to play, if he passes the concussion test, I feel like he's going to play this Sunday against the Rams. I feel like he's going to start. Because the Raiders are getting nothing from McFadden, and especially nothing from Maurice Jones-Drew. I feel like, you know, Latavius Murray and Marcel Reed should get a bulk of the carries, you know. And, I love McFadden, and I love Maurice Jones-Drew. You know, I have nothing bad to say about them. But if they're not producing, like, they haven't been producing the whole year. And the Raiders need to know that, you know, it's nothing personal. It's business. We want to win games. That's what it comes down to. And they're not producing. Because McFadden, he had 12 carries for 29 yards. And Maurice Jones-Drew had 3 carries for a total of -1 yards. He was getting stuffed. And I don't know, I can't keep on saying it's the offensive line, because if Latavius Murray can get 4 carries for 112 yards and Marcel Reese can get 8 carries for 37 yards, I can't blame the offensive line. You know, there's so much I can blame on them. So, we'll see what happens. So, the Raiders play the Rams next week, and after this break, we will preview that game and talk about if the Raiders can win their second straight game of the year. So we'll be back after this break. I am DJ Smoove, and you're listening to Raider Rage.
Way too cool to get caught up, like too fun, too young to fall to pieces. I know a girl like you can't ever get enough, so I'm addicted, tripping, trying to get you to see this. The way I need you, like I'm see-through, dancing out my pants. Got you shook, caught you looking. Now I got my chance, now I got my chance. Like, damn, you could be the one that could mess me up. You could be the one that'll.
go. A million other guys be staring, and I know that I can be yours and you can be mine. I just can't let you pass me by, by, by. Everywhere I look and everywhere I go, a million other guys be staring, and I know that I can be yours and you can be mine. I just can't let you pass me by, by, by.
Like, damn, you can be the one that can mess me up. You can be the one that'll break me. Damn, all the mother girls say they had enough. You can be the one that'll take me. I was so low, living your low, till you blew my mind. Like, damn, you can be the one that can mess me up. I can't let you pass me by.
You should have been there, should have burst through the door with that baby I'm right here smile, and it would have felt like a million little shining stars that just aligned, and I would have been so happy. Christmas lights glisten, I've got my eye on the door just waiting for you to walk in. The time is ticking. People ask me how I've been as I comb back through my memory. How you said you'd be here. You said you'd be here. And it was like slow. I just wanna be alone, but your close friends always seem to know when there's something really wrong, so they follow me down the hall, and they're in the bathroom. I try not to fall apart, and the sinking feeling starts as I say hopelessly, he said he. Should have been here, and I would have been so happy. And it was like slow.
Welcome back to Raider Rage. This is your host, DJ Smooth, and you are listening to Raider Rage here on the one and only radio.dominican.edu. So last segment, we just talked about, you know, the Raiders' first victory and how all of, you know, Raider Nation is ecstatic and finally glad that, you know, we finally got that monkey off our back and that we don't have to worry about going 0-16. Thank God. But so now, yes, the victory is great. It's sweet. You know, we want to just hold on to it forever, but we can't. We got to move on to next week game, and the Raiders doesn't get any easier because they play the 4-7 St. Louis Rams. So again, the St. Louis Rams are similar to the Raiders, where their record does not show how good this team actually is because, you know, the St. Louis Rams are no joke. They're a tough cookie. They took the San Diego Chargers to the wire, you know, and if Sean Hill doesn't throw the interception at the end of the game on the goal line, St. Louis probably wins that game. The week before the Charger game, they beat the Denver Broncos 22-7. So the St. Louis is no joke, and their stats may show it. You know, their stats may show that they're, you know, not a good team. You know, they're 25th in passing, 19th in rushing. That doesn't mean anything because, you know, Sean Hill is a veteran quarterback. You know, he's been in the league for a while. He's been around the block, and he knows what to do. He's no dummy. He makes the smart plays. He doesn't make any bad decisions except that bad decision last game. That just happens. And he knows that he shouldn't have thrown that ball and shouldn't have thrown it there and just been conservative because they were in field goal range. They could have sent the game to overtime, and he knows that. The running game led by rookie Trey Mason, he can't let him run around. He's not a Jamal Charles type player, not yet, but he is a good player, and he can beat you if you let him. So you don't want that to happen. And see, the defensive stats, they're 21st in passing and defending the pass and 20th defending the rush. That's kind of average, below average. But this defense is no joke. No joke. They're probably one of the toughest defenses in the league. They've given a lot of people problems. They gave the Chargers problems yesterday. They gave the Broncos problems. San Francisco. They gave San Francisco some problems. Seattle. So, you know, these four wins by the Rams are against good teams, you know. Three of them are against teams that are trying to get into the Super Bowl or trying to contend for a Super Bowl, you know, Seattle, San Francisco, and Denver. Those are some of the three elite teams in the league right now. So, and especially, you know, the Raiders got to travel to St. Louis. And we know the Raiders, when they travel that way, they don't play good. They don't. It's, you know, it's a fact. I'm a Raider fan. I can say it. I'm telling you the truth. When the Raiders go east or near the east, you know, they're in the Midwest. But when the Raiders travel that way, it's usually not a good outcome. But I just feel that, you know, the Raiders have a lot of rest. You know, they got a whole week and a half of rest and to prepare for this game against the St. Louis Chargers. St. Louis Rams. So I feel like the Raiders are going to be ready and prepared, and Tony Sperano's not going to let them, let them fall off. He's going to have them stay where they were, you know, keep the energy level where it is, keep the hunger for the victory where it is. And it's going to be a good game. But again, you know, hopefully Latavius Murray can come back. If not, I think they should start Marcel Reese at running back. That's how I feel because, you know, you're getting no production from Darren McFadden or Maurice Jones-Drew. There's no production there. Also, you know, Derek Carr, he needs a running game. He needs some support. Because you can tell how the defense had to worry about Latavius Murray and the, how the play actions were working and how, you know, the receivers were getting open and how the passing game was flowing. The offense was flowing. Flowing throughout the first half when Latavius Murray was in. Then it started sputtering a little bit when Murray had to leave and, you know, Jones, Drew, and McFadden were taking the bulk of the carries. But then again, you saw how the offense was flowing again with Marcel Reese in the backfield. That shows something. That shows that, you know, that the offense works way better with Marcel Reese and Murray in the back than McFadden and Maurice Jones-Drew. Yeah, you know, it's tough to admit that, hey, you know, we brought in Maurice Jones-Drew and McFadden to be that 1-2 punch, but, you know, it's tough to admit that it didn't work and that we got it wrong and that Latavius Murray and Marcel Reese are our 1-2 punch. But, you know, you got to admit it. You can't be prideful. You can't hold on to your pride. You just got to admit, hey, yeah, we messed up. We screwed up. But now we know that these two guys are a 1-2 punch, and the two guys that we thought we were going to be our 1-2 punch isn't working out. And, you know, we got to play. They got to play the people who produce the most. You know? And I say, you know, the Raiders' talent is going to progress into, like, a good team. And they're, because the Raiders do have a lot of young, talented players, but they haven't hit their full potential. They haven't hit their peak yet. So, yeah, the Raiders are not as talented as other teams. Other teams are more talented than the Raiders, but if you play these young guys that have the potential to becoming great players in the league, you need to play them. You need to play them. We have nothing to lose. You can tell, you know, the wide receiver, Bryce Butler, is, defenses are respecting what he can do. Andre Holmes, the wide receiver, he had 5 catches for like 57 yards against the Chiefs. He's getting more respect. Defenses are covering him more. You know, James Jones, again, he's probably been the best addition to the Raiders team through free agency. So the Raiders are getting there. You can see the Raiders are getting there. The wheels are turning. It's in motion. We're getting back. We're seeing what the Raiders can be, and we're seeing how good they can be, and how we can. I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. I can see, you know, we might be, you know, this may sound bold and may sound like, oh, you're crazy, but honestly, if the Raiders keep on playing the way they have the last couple of weeks, yeah, most of these last couple of weeks have been losses, but they've been playing with heart and energy and fight, and you can tell that they're not giving up. You can tell, and you know, they're believing in themselves. That's what you can see. They're believing in themselves. So if they keep playing like that for the rest of the year and into next year, this team is going to be, you know, a team to look out for. It's going to be an under the radar team. It's going to be, you know, a dark horse in the AFC West. But they got to keep on progressing, and they got to keep improving, and they got to do that against the St. Louis Rams. This is going to be a tough test for the Raiders. This is going to be a good defensive game, I believe, because the offenses are not quite there yet. But whoever can, you know, get the most stops and control the ball, I feel like whoever does that is going to win this game, because it's going to be a tough, gritty game. The game's going to be won in the trenches. So it's going to be exciting. It might be a low scoring game, honestly. It might be 13-10, unless the defenses decide not to show up. But you know, I don't see that happening. I feel like this is going to be a really defensive game. It's going to be really it's going to be like one of those old classic football games where it's just people are going to be getting beat up. That's how I feel. Because these are two aggressive teams, two, like, not dirty teams, but they're two, like, teams that, you know, get after it. And the Raiders can pull it off, but you know, no stupid mistakes. Again, no turnovers. No, you can't. No consecutive three and outs. That cannot happen. Yeah, you can have one once in a while, or one here and there, but it can't be consecutive, because you know the Raiders, where they can't convert, can't get a first down, and it's just like five straight three and outs. The Raiders can't have that, because then that's when the Raiders get behind. The defense can only hold for as long, for so long. It's the truth. It's the truth. Derek Carr got to be smart with the ball. You know, he can take chances, but he can't take dumb chances. You know, he has that tendency to throw some balls that don't need to be thrown. Like on the last drive, he threw one up to Andre Holmes, and Andre Holmes lost it in the lights. And the Chiefs almost intercepted it and won the game. And, you know, we don't need that. The Raiders don't need that. Again, defense needs to play as good as it's been playing. You know, Charles Woodson's, this is like the best I've seen him play since like he was in Green Bay. Charles Woodson, you know, he's future Hall of Famer. You know, he's gonna always, you know, he's gonna put that. He's gonna, he knows, he know, he's gonna show you what he can do, and we all know what he can do. He's a beast. He's a beast on the field. Hopefully, he comes back for one more year, because I feel like, I think he knows that this team's ready to, you know. This team's ready to go. So hopefully he signs another one-year contract with the Raiders, because that would be, it'd be great to keep him. I feel like he still has a lot left in the tank. But yeah, again, defense need to put pressure on Sean Hill. Needs to put pressure on the quarterback. Stop the run game. Control the Raiders got to control the tempo. Once you can tell how the Raiders controlled the tempo in the beginning of the game, they're one of the best teams in the league. Show that against the Chiefs. They can't let, you know. You know, they got to get to a hot start and keep it, because against the Chiefs, they got to a hot start and then they kind of down, they went on the downhill. But they got to just keep it at that pace, keep it at that level. It's going to be interesting to see, really interesting to see. But I feel, you know, I'm going to always say, I feel like the Raiders can, you know, pull out this game and win this second straight game. I really do. And, you know, we'll see what happens. They play, you know, 10 a.m. in St. Louis on CBS, Raiders-Rams. Two old LA teams going at it. It's going to be an interesting game. So we're going to take a break, and once we get back, we will, you know, preview the rest of the schedule and see if the Raiders can win more than one game. That would be interesting to see. So we'll be back. After this break, I am DJ Smooth, and you are listening to Raider Rage. Welcome back to Raider Rave. This is DJ Smooth. I'm out here in the studio just jamming out to little Al Green here. Shout out to Al Green. Raiders, you know, got five games left on their schedule. Again, they play the St. Louis Rams this Sunday in St. Louis. It's going to be a very tough, interesting game. And also, you know, the Raiders' schedule is not that the rest of the schedule is not that much easier. You know, we'll go game by game and see who they play on the rest of the schedule and see if they can pull out if there's another victory in these next five games. So again, like I told you, I think the Raiders can pull out a victory against the St. Louis Rams this Sunday. But we already went to depth in that. So let's talk about the game. So the next game after the St. Louis Rams, the Raiders are at home and they play the San Francisco 49ers. Bay Area game, they're rivals. I don't know if the teams don't like each other, but the fans do not like each other. That's why they separate them. That's why there's the Bay Bridge that separates Oakland and San Francisco, because they really just do not like each other, these fans. I've seen it with my own eyes. They don't like each other. There's videos on YouTube showing people stabbing each other. So, you know, they don't like each other. And it's honestly, people may see, oh, the Niners versus the Raiders, might see the records, might see the players on each team. They're like, oh, the Niners are going to blow out the Raiders because that's what's going to happen. Honestly, I don't see that happening. I feel like, it's going to be a close game because the Niners have barely been winning. Like, they've been pulling out wins out of, like, a magical hat. That's how, like, lucky they've been getting. Like, 2 weeks ago, they barely beat the New York Giants 16-10. They barely beat the Washington Redskins this week 17-13. And they've just been struggling ever since. The whole season, the San Francisco's been very inconsistent. Very inconsistent. You know, they came out with that big victory against Dallas, but then, you know, they have been struggling the last couple of weeks. Ever since they lost to Denver 42-17, everything has been like a nail biter. The 2 weeks after Denver, they lost to St. Louis 13-10. And then they barely pulled out a victory against the Saints in overtime. Barely pulled out a victory against the Giants, and barely pulled out a victory against Washington. Also, they play Seattle this week on Thanksgiving, so you know they're gonna be. You know, it's a, that's a, those are always the Seattle San Francisco games are always physical games, and they're people. It's gonna take a lot out of them. And honestly, there's no pressure on the Raiders, because everyone knows the Raiders are not going to the playoffs. Everyone knows. It's actually the Raiders have been mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. They were the first team to be eliminated, so we all know Raiders ain't going anywhere. But there's a lot of pressure on San Francisco, especially the coaching staff, because there's a lot of expectations from the fans, especially from the league, because, you know, San Francisco's one of those great, those legendary franchises, you know, because of Joe Montana, Steve Young, and all those players, Jerry Rice. But, so, you know, it's a, the good, NFL always wants to see those type of franchises in the playoffs. So there's a lot of expectations, even from the experts in the analysis. Analyst, I mean. There's a lot of, you know, pressure. So I feel like the Raiders are going to come in there, not nonchalant, but they're going to come in there confident and know, you know, we have nothing to lose. We have nothing to lose. We already know what our destiny is. Let's just be spoilers. And that's what the Raiders are going to play. They're going to play spoilers for the rest of the year. They spoiled Kansas City's little momentum. Kansas City was like on a multiple-game winning streak, tied in first place in the AFC West, trying to win the division, trying to get that first round bye, and then the Raiders spoiled that and beat them. Now the Chiefs are fighting for a playoff spot with the six other teams that are fighting for two playoff spots, the two wild card spots. So that game, you just the Raiders, that can be a, that's a trap game for San Francisco, because they play, I think they play the Seahawks right after that next week. So it's going to be a trap game. So expect the Raiders to... Plus, it's in Oakland. You know, the Raiders play good, and they like to play in... They play good in front of the black hole. It's just, I just feel like there's a lot of pressure on the Niners, especially Jim Harbaugh, because people are saying that he's going to leave next year, or he's not coming back. So... We'll see what happens there, but just expect the Raiders to come in there and play a great game, play a physical game, and expect them to be in the game. So then after San Francisco, the Raiders travel to Kansas City to play the Chiefs the last time. We've already shown that we can beat the Chiefs, but, you know, they're going to have some, they're going to have a bad taste in their mouth. So, you know, expect them to come out gunning for the Raiders. So the Raiders are going to have to be prepared for there. I hate to say it, but, you know, I can see Kansas City, you know, pulling it out and just getting their revenge on us. I don't like to say it because, you know, I hate the Kansas City Chiefs. Always have, always will. But I can see them, you know, pulling out a victory. But again, there's a lot of pressure on Kansas City because they're in this tight playoff race. After Kansas City, the Raiders play the Buffalo Bills, and on the Raiders can win that one. Yeah, they're in the playoff hunt, and yeah, you know, they've been doing better than what people expected, but I don't really see them as a good team. I think, honestly, talent wise the Raiders are better, but that's just me. The Raiders can be another win on the Raiders record, because again, I don't really see Buffalo as a threat or as, you know, a competitive team. The Raiders can honestly, you know, might win by double digits that game. Again, it's at home, the last home game for the Raiders, so, you know, the Raider players want to give something Raider fans could, you know, be happy about. Last home game, this and that. Raiders. And, you know, the Bills offense really I think it's Kyle Orton. You know, the Raiders have always had the success of Kyle Orton, because Kyle Orton used to be the quarterback for the Broncos a couple years ago, and the Raiders, that one game where they scored like 54 points on the Broncos, Kyle Orton was the starting quarterback that game. So expect the Raiders to win that game. honestly. I feel like the Raiders can win that game. And then the last game of the year, the Raiders go to the Broncos in Denver. Probably going to be snowing. Again, Raiders have not had any success against the Broncos since Peyton Manning's been there. No victories. Not even close, honestly. It's just been domination. And, yeah, I don't see it changing because I feel like the Broncos are going to play all their players, all their star players, and because they're going to be, they weren't going to want that number one seed in the AFC. And I feel like they're not going to rest any players. So that's going to be a tough game. But the Raiders have shown that they can play with the Broncos. You know, they were, again, even though they lost 41-17, there was at one point at that game, the Raiders were up 10-6 and looked like they were controlling the game. They just couldn't tackle C.J. Anderson. And that's when the whole game just turned around for the Broncos. But looking at the schedule, I can see the Raiders winning 2, maybe 3 more games. You know, finishing the year 4-12. Yep. I can see these next 4 games, because I think the Raiders are going to lose to Denver the last game, honestly. But the Raiders can have a chance to winning these next 4 games. A good, strong chance. And I feel like that's going to happen. So we'll see what happens. This will be the last show of Raider Rage this semester. It's been fun, exciting, a little disappointing because of all the losses, but it's what a way to end the show on a victory against the Kansas City Chiefs. So I just like to thank all you guys for, you know, tuning in this past semester, and just go Raiders. So this is DJ Smooth for the last time. For Raider Rage, and you are listening to radio.dominican.edu. Have a great day, everybody.